can you say about this Bobcats defense?
Well, we won in one game. And we helped our team in one game. That's all. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do. We didn't play perfect today. We just got to grow from it.
Thanks, Champ.
Champ, so just to ask you just real quick. So it seemed like all offseason, there's a lot of talk about playing kind of complementary football. Offense up and out the defense, and special teams. Did you feel like that happened out there today?
Well, yeah, a little bit. You know, actually a lot throughout the game, but, you know, down the stretch, you know, in the end of the game, when you get a punt inside the 10-yard line, you got to find ways to get off the field as a defense. We didn't do that. They scored and made it tough for us to get back in the game and win it.
But how did it feel as a defense to kind of play up until that final drive to play the way you guys did?
Pretty good, you know, but you can't really get ahead of yourself and get a big head and say you've done well if you don't do it for 60 minutes. You got to wait till that thing is over and then pat yourself on the back.
And the fact that you guys did go 60 minutes, though, I mean, this first game, a lot of new guys here, see everyone play like that for 60 minutes, you're probably not surprised at all, are you?
No, I mean, that was a great win for us. I'm proud of Josh for getting his first professional win as a head coach. That's great. You know, he did a good job preparing us this week, and, you know, I feel good about next week.
Sharing moments with him,
Shannon?
Huh? Sharing moments with Coach?
It was kind of hard to get to him. He was just jumping around like I was, but I know we will this week.
You've been in plenty of games. I mean, how do you even begin to describe something like this?
Well, the wildest one probably was Buffalo a couple years ago, and this tops that one by a mile. So, I mean, this is the craziest one I've been a part of.
And what did you see as that play at the very end? What happened?
It was weird, because once I saw the ball tip up, normally they get it or it hits the ground. And Brandon Stokes standing right there in great position to take it the rest of the way.
And how did you see Tony Scheffler out there in the game on an interception?
Now, that's another wild thing. When did you see tight ends catching an interception? And he was so happy about it. It's crazy. He'll probably never get another chance his whole career.
He said he's one of the league leaders in interceptions right
exactly,
now.
Exactly. Because I'm a guarantee nobody got two today.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.